Bad slime.
There we go.
I'm a good slime slurp. Look at this. Wait, I'm
okay,
a
okay, I'm gonna test myself now.
Slime. Look, see, look. I'm a good slime slurp.
Play it for me.
I'm 37.
No. Not that.
You could go to Grainger.com to find what you need to get the job done. Grainger, supplies and solutions for every industry.
God. I hate having to put English, though. English.
Do you want my songs actually in a playlist, or do you want the 10 links in the chat?
Either way.
Okay.
Do that? Either. Never mind. My identity is...
Or is it not to your tastes?
It's good! Taste buds.
Once we regroup...
The last one is so boringly normal. Happy you came to visit. Help. Yeah, you bet. I love it. And they're gonna stretch me out like a piece of chewing gum. Those cowards knew Shion was a terrible cook and left me to die.
Lord Rimuru, aren't you going to eat?
Look at me, you jerk. Look me in the eyes before I die.
Whatever saves my
time, you decide to make a me.
Is this some sort of pun?
Shion, please come down.
Crap. Stop pissing her off, dude.
Slizzard.
Wait, so my.
That was weird.
It's a dryad.
Shut your face!
Rimuru!
I prefer to talk to someone a little less stupid.
Would you like for me to go and speak to the Lizard Man chieftain personally?
She really is a secretary. To the Orc King.
And I am your secretary and bodyguard, remember? So it looks like you're stuck with me.
We will serve you. Always.
Okay.
The new Orc ruler, Geld, evolved into the Orc King.
To bring you a gift, of course.
What is it?
Isn't that
very... Is Gabi Ruha... Or Gabi... Me?
Wait! Can I override someone else's... Let's see.
Put your eyes on the fruits of my labor, Lord Re...
Osmajin around all day.
Doesn't that just mean you're bored? Yep, her face says it all.
Who might this be? Hi there, little run.
He should be with.
It's nice to meet you too. You're of the Jureta.
Oh, I can't find it! It's bothering me! Babe, I can't find it. I can't find it.
The sound seems to be working. My volume's a little louder than yours, but we're both audible.
I'm a good
so you could turn yours up to match mine, or...
What do I have to turn up? I'm a good slime slurp. I'm a good slime slurp, 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 slurp.
Delay. Turn up the. You would just turn up your own mic level on the soundboard.
Oh, wait. Oh, soundboard. This. Or this.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
I'm a good slime slurp.
Burp, please do this in the show.
The bubble gum. Excuse me.
Hilarious ending. That was epic.
My name's Rimuru the Slime. I'm not a bad slime slurp. But my true identity is just an adorable little slime.
I'm not a bad slime slurp.
Starting today, I'd like
I've
to
got
meet
our
with
screen
you guys.
And his songs.
I'm gonna
check that
like
we're
nobody's
good.
Business. Of course, this body has taste buds and I'm anxious to use them.
Alright, how many slimes do I have over there? 1, 2, 3, 4,
did
5,
you send
6,
the,
okay,
did you send the links?
Like.
Oh, you did send the links! Hey!
They're in the... Yeah, so you'll know in advance, I guess, what they are, but...
I have no idea what these songs are.
Great, that's what I was hoping. That's what I was hoping.
Out of my way, I'm gonna keep this, I'm gonna keep that, I'm gonna keep that. Oh, let's see.
Oh, wait, I gotta check something on my
let's
end.
Go!
I'm gonna have one more.
Let's go. Let's go. I got a news update. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I got a news update. Let's go. Mario. Let's go, Mario. I got a news update. Let's go, Mario. My body isn't probably hearing your ears. I'm very random, don't mind me. Did I click the same song?
Okay, that's a complete list for now. That'll be enough, I think. 8 songs is a lot.
I can't tell what's a separate link and what's not at this first beginning.
The first 3 are just one, and then they get normal again. I don't know why that one was so long. So just jump down to the next one that starts with HTTPS.
Alright.
That's how you know it's a new one.
Pause. Pause.
My money guy says...
Terrifying mirror of thieves.
No one else will.
My money guy says overdraft fees.
Pause. Don't know that song. I ain't gonna look at
okay,
song.
Okay, okay.
Wait.
Okay, this pause. Is a fun game.
Okay, Pause.
If that doesn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what will.
Pause. Fat fingers, boy. Yeah, I'm like that.
This song we could... Well, it's a weird one. It's not really as much a beat, but it's one that I always turn on if I'm in, like, a weird headspace, and I can listen to it over and over. So, that's, like, if you want to get into that. This song is fun.
Okay, now mind you, I'm going from the last song to the beginning song. So, yeah!
Ooh, we're gonna reverse it. Yay, that's a good trick.
You stay up.
See how you're playing.
I just fell asleep. Imagine I just fell asleep during the radio show.
Don't fall asleep on the radio show. Yeah. You're the sound engineer. You're the one person who like can't actually do that. The host falls asleep, you can just play music.
Oh, that's crazy.
And rag on them.
Just you're snoring in the background.
You're essential. You're an essential worker in the radio business.
I don't get breaks.
I don't know
if this is kind of cheating. I don't know if it's cheating, but yesterday I put in my hours and I was gone. I was really close to just now. Like if I wouldn't have just remembered that, I probably would have put in my hours again, and I would have been like, "What the fuck?" I would have been mad confused. Oh. Now I think about it, because if I would have tried to put in my hours again, you know how it doesn't let you put in like the same day. I would have probably tried to put in my same day, and I probably would have just got frustrated the whole time, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's annoying. It's like, Paylocity, it's a battle for me. I don't know why it's not that hard. It's like, put it in every day, but it's hard, nonetheless.
Paylocity is like a love-hate relationship. Yeah.
I actually have to write it down in like a paper planner every day, then I can go back and like fill it in, because like, keeping up on a phone every day doesn't always work for me. Like sometimes I need a break from my fucking phone.
I didn't have my phone all day today, and I didn't feel like stressed. I was just like, ugh.
man. Like, I had no idea what time it was.
Phones actually activate stress. Like, there's a chemical thing that happens when you're on, like, media phone access like that, that your brain is like, running different. It's good to get away from your screen.
I usually only check my phone just to see what time it is. And the only time I really use it, unless I'm bored and I don't feel like hearing my teacher's mouth, just frustrate me. Or, like, I'm just like, yeah. Majority of the time, I just use my phone to check the time. Or watch Hulu and watch anime. And if I'm not doing that, I'm scrolling on Instagram. And if I'm not doing that, I'm just doing nothing. I'm doing schoolwork. But majority of the time, I barely look at my phone.
Yeah, heard. I mean, that seems like a healthy relationship to a phone to
me. What I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to go to the bathroom, get some drink, and then come back.
Yeah. Right. Great, me too. Talk to you soon. You're the one responsible for all that racket?
That was not racket. That was A-tier whistling.
I'm good.
Want to see how high I could whistle? Want to hear? I was trying to tell them that I was rating your music without talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
But they didn't get it, so I had to tape it. As I continue with
it. Oh, we'll tell them to listen. Are they going to listen?
Probably not.
Did they ever listen out there to your show?
No.
Why not? You should ask them to listen to your show. It's so good.
I don't know. Maybe because they can kind of like just hear me from the room. I don't know.
But they can't hear the music.
Yeah,
kind of. They could, like, enjoy the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I just stopped trying to get them to listen to music. I just stopped trying to get them to listen to the show.
Yo, fair enough. I gotta stop swearing. We're getting... Okay, here we go. Listen, I forgot to tell you. We're in the middle of a pledge drive. They're asking that every on-air host sign up two new sustaining supporters by March 18th.
Yeah, you got that. Oh, that's my papa's birthday. That's my papa's birthday.
Yeah. I'm going to drop a Q.
No, you could talk about that one.
Like, I'm going to just be like, yo, did you know that WGXE has a pledge drive? And you're like, nah, I didn't know until today when you told me. And I'll be like, why do you think people should donate to WGXE? You can say like two things. All right. Are you going to play any of the anime slime slurp in the intro?
I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Like, it hurt my soul. Right. Like, the one I did find,
I won't reference
it wasn't
that.
What I wanted. Like, hold on. I'm going to try to find it in, like, 5 minutes. Oh, 5 minutes I got.
I'm a good slime slurp.
Wait, I'm not a bad slime. I'm not a bad slime.
I'm not a bad slime.
I'm not a bad slime.
I'm not a bad slime slurp.
Slurp.
There it is.
Slurp. English. Wait. Dubbed. Dub, I'll do that fast. I'm not a bad slime slurp.
Where is it? Nice to meet you! My name is Rimmer the Slime! I'm not a bad slime slurp!
Found it.
Yeah, you found it. All right. So if in the intro, I can be like,
I'm not a bad slime.
All right, y'all. Today we're going to have a vibe and then you can hit play.
Okay.
Because that's what you wrote as the description for the show. So
it's a little wonk, right. But okay.
So you have that ready. You got a song to bring us in at the beginning. That's not my playlist.
Yes, I do.
Nice. Cool. Great.
Does it have to be a song, or can it just be music?
It can be music. That's totally fine.
Oh, no, I'll make you do this.
You could do the song to start whatever your vibe is. I think it works either way. You just turn it down. I'll start talking when I see you turning the volume down, because I can see you do that. So
when it gets to like 56, though, yeah, 50. When it gets to like 58, I'll turn my mic down, or maybe like in a minute, I'll turn my mic down.
Yeah, mic down. Start your song once it's 59, so that you don't get caught or whatever. Okay, that sounds good. I'll mute until I see you bring me in.
Alrighty.
I'll do the intro. I'll cue you to do. Do you want to do the slime reference before the news?
Yes.
And then we'll do the news, then we'll come back?
Yes.
Okay, great. That was my plan. Great. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I'm a good slime slurp. I'm not a bad slime slurp.
Yo, guess what? I went downstairs and Kansu had made cookies. I was like, that's the best ever. I could have a cookie right now.
Well, I'm going to mute my mic because now I want a cookie and there are cookies in the clubhouse. So what am I going to do? Now I'm going to go get a cookie. Thanks a lot, Phoebe.
You have time. Just go really fast. Don't talk to anybody. Just grab and run.
Got you.
Stuff in your face and get back. Fast.
I had no time to talk to anybody, so I just grabbed the whole box of cookies.
See, that's a move that might backfire on you. Somebody might come banging on the door for that.
I just grabbed the whole box of cookies. I just grabbed the whole box of cookies, bro. Like,
yo. I hope you didn't just start a war in the clubhouse. That's how shit starts.
Nah, the only ones that are here, Phoebe. I mean, I don't know why I keep doing this shit.
I'm here. I'm here. Thank you.
I keep messing you and Faith up. I don't know why. Man, I don't know. Maybe it's the F&P.
Cool.
Maybe it's the F&P. I'm not sure. But yeah, just Faith, Isha, Arlene, and Nina, and me.
Cool. That's a vibe. That's real chill.
Well, it's 58, so me go quiet.
Okay. Here we go.
Sorry. I broke your heart, huh? Yeah. You knew I was a from the start, huh? You should've listened when they said I was a dog, huh? You should've listened to your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I left you scarred, huh? You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that shit apart, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, yeah. You say you hate me, but I know that this your song, yeah. Angry Texas, we don't ever get along, yeah. We've been rocking with each other for so long, yeah. Maybe that's why it's been harder to move on, yeah. And you change too. And your mama and your friends, they gonna blame too. And you hate it when somebody say my name, ooh. Every time you hear my name, you wanna drink, ooh. You wanna go out, you wanna get drunk, you wanna get lit. You wanna get crazy, do everything that you never did. You wanna get bent, you wanna revenge, you wanna get... But you ain't about that life, so you might fuck a beer. You might break a window. You might do some wild shit out of impulse. You say that you hate me and we not involved. But you still checking on me, trying to find info. I know I broke your heart, huh? You knew I was a from the start, huh? You should've listened when they said I was a dog, huh? You should've listened to your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I left you scarred, huh? You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that shit apart, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh?
I hate her, used to be a, couldn't even blame her if she did. You run your through the mud, you deserve that, so you can feel it for yourself where it hurt at. What goes around comes around, I know you heard that. While you was creeping, tell me did it not occur that it's sliding in the DMs every AM, every PM. Used to be like automatic, she would curve that. That was before when you was loyal, now it's thirst traps on a profile and know how to spot a chink in your armor. You been tripping, dog. You ain't been keeping your promise, you been pimping, dog. Now wink in your comments, she suspicious, dog. And now you reaping your karma, she got dog. Calling her phone while you gone in your can't even feel no way, cause you doing her the same. Now you know the pain, and we used to be the dynamic duos in flames. And you too proud to see that you hold the blame. From all that playing, we too old for games, man.
You broke her heart, huh? When you met her, she was young and hella pure, huh? Ain't had no clue that she was with a dog, huh? You never thought you'd see the day that she was gone, huh? But you was wrong, huh? Yeah, you was wrong, huh? Cause 9 hours later, she ain't answering your calls, huh? She VIP, she out here with the stars, huh? Some other got her now, you about to spoil her. You could have spoiled her. Hey, but you starved her. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse and the virtual Googleverse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Hudson, Catskill, and Acre. I'm your host today, DJ Thebes, and I am brought to you by way of the one and only DJ Sean Money on Sound Hello. Engineer. Shout out. So today, we are going to have a vibe and also a little bit of something else.
A little bit of a...
Nice to meet you! My name is Rimmer the Slime! I'm not a bad slime slurp!
Mm-hmm. We're not bad slime slurps, y'all.
Not at all.
Don't be a bad slime slurp.
Yeah.
Have a vibe.
No.
So stay tuned if you want to stay tuned with our vibes. And we will be right back with you after the local news and weather. Stay on the station, y'all, 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Jamie Chaney, a candidate for state senate in the newly created District 43, has been endorsed unanimously by the Democratic Committee in Columbia, Dutchess, and Rensselaer counties. Chaney will challenge Republican incumbent Sue Serena. Chaney and her husband run Falcon Fields, a 70-head Wagyu and Angus beef farm in Dutchess County. Chaney also founded a recruiting firm focused on creating flexible roles for working parents. Chaney serves on the Leadership Council of the National Small Business Association and is active in developing youth agriculture in New York State. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Greenville Board of Education is looking to propose to district voters a nearly $33.7 million budget for the 2022-23 school year. School officials presented the program component of the preliminary spending plan at the February 28 board meeting. The proposal represents a 2.43% increase of the district's current budget of $32.89 million and would carry a 2.35% tax levy increase. Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said there are still some financial details coming in that could change the bottom line. She said several staff members have announced their impending retirement, which would lead to cost savings in the budget. Sutherland said, and I quote, "At this point, we have 7 individuals retiring, and that breakage is just over $292,000, so that's a savings to the budget," end quote. Elementary school enrollment is expected to remain steady at 474 students this year and 476 next year, and the student population is expected to drop slightly in the middle school from 256 this year to 233 next year. But those figures will be offset by a slight rise in the number of high school students from 355 this year to 369 next year. Overall, the student K-12 enrollment will remain steady, declining only slightly from 1,085 this year to 1,078 next year. During the 2022-23 school year, 88 students are expected to be homeschooled compared to 53 in the 2019-20 school year before COVID. The budgets for technology purchases and contracts and for BOCES service requests for specialized programming like Tech Valley, New Visions, and Career Tech will increase, while the spending plan for pupil personnel services and district-wide equipment purchases will decrease. The funding for the athletics and physical education department will remain steady. The Board of Education is expected to vote on the tentative budget at its April 11th meeting. A public hearing on the spending plan will be conducted May 3rd. The annual budget vote and the Board of Education election will be held from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 17th in the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School cafeteria. And you can read the full story at theupstarter.com. The Berkshire Eagle is reporting that on Wednesday, March 9th, longtime Pittsfield, Massachusetts-based trial attorney Timothy J. Shagrew announced that he is a candidate for Berkshire District Attorney. He made the announcement in a Facebook post with a photo of himself and his wife at the door of the registrar for voters in Pittsfield City Hall. He wrote, and I quote, "I enter this race to make Berkshire County a safe place for all the residents of our county. I'm committed to providing experience, integrity, and justice for all," end quote. Shagrew is a former assistant district attorney in Springfield, Massachusetts, and he touted his 36 years of experience as a trial lawyer, including 28 years in private practice. Shagrew said he is also the founder of The Kids Place, which provides services for children who are victims of domestic violence. Incumbent District Attorney Andrea Harrington has not formally announced her candidacy, but has signaled her intention to run again. Harrington gained notoriety last summer when she took the unusual step of calling the judge who regularly presides over her district court cases a, and I quote, "significant threat to public safety," end quote, and asked Judge Jennifer Tynes' bosses to remove her from the bench. Harrington's bid failed when the Chief Justice of the court system said he could find, and I quote, "no factual basis," end quote, to support the allegations. Claims that range from, and I quote, "dangerous rulings," end quote, to, and I quote, "hostile treatment of victims and prosecutors," end quote, in the DA's office. Defense attorney and former prosecutor Robert Sullivan is also running. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 11th. Early this morning, we see 27 degrees in West Athens and 31 in Chichester. Today, spring-like. Tomorrow, not so much. Cloud cover will build as the day progresses. A high of 51 is expected at 3 p.m. And then, all hope is lost. Overnight, temperatures fall to 37 degrees by midnight, which is when the rain will start. It will then change to snow near dawn. It will keep falling all day. Winds will get very gusty in the afternoon, adding an extra layer of danger. By dark, over 3 inches should be on the ground, and temperatures should have fallen to 24 degrees. Snow tapers off by 11 p.m., but the winds continue to blow it around all night. A low of 19 happens just before dawn on Sunday, which will be dry with a windy morning and a high of 35. Monday, things warm back up, hitting us with a dry day and a high of 51 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:31 a.m., high tide at 9:21 a.m., low tide again at 4:40 p.m., then high tide again at 10:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:42 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see a full halo coronal mass ejection has been released and it's coming right for us. Due to arrive on Monday with G2 class magnetic storms expected. Solar wind speed is currently 402 kilometers per second at 9.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible, and they're not looking to get much better this weekend. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 90, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who asks that you help us keep the lights on over at WGXE. Your contribution helps our community connect to itself. So please head on over to WGXC.org, click on donate, become a sustaining supporter, and my personal hero today.
I Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC. I'm DJ Phoebs.
And I'm your sergeant.
And DJ Shamani. To be chilling here with DJ Shamani. DJ Shamani, I haven't had a chance to congratulate you on the air yet for your nomination for most creative
you.
Show
thank
on WGXC.
You.
Mad props on that.
You know, the goat just doing
yeah,
what the goat do. So, you know, the goat mm-hmm. just doing what the goat do. Give the goat some grass, he go eat grass. So I'm just saying, like, come on.
I know. So I want to hear from the goat because, as we just heard, WGXC is having a pledge drive. Yeah. We just had our 3-year anniversary. So I want to hear from you, whoa. Just like having seen it from the beginning, being our most dedicated sound engineer, creating so much of this content. Yeah. What has this been for you? What are your thoughts? What are your feels?
Feel good.
Why does it matter?
I feel good. I mean, like, it don't feel like it's been 3 years. It feel like it's been longer than 3 years. Like, I sometimes, like, still remember when I first got chained to do this. Like, I don't know, like, time fly. Like, it don't feel like no 3 years. It feel like it's been way longer than 3 years. But, like, after, like, it become
yeah,
a part of
that.
Your day, you don't want to stop. Like, that's like you working out every day. The day you stop is the day when everything starts feeling weird.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay!
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week. I don't know if that's true for you, too.
How I think about it is, it's a Friday when everybody starts to relax, chill out, and then you go into your little 2 days to rest, and then you go to school or work or whatever you got to do, and then get back on the grind. Or some people, they grind every day.
Yeah, it's real. So, anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it, the sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the Clubhouse. So right now is a chance for you to support Wave Farm because we are not the only program that they support that's like this. And yeah, I just think I learned so much listening to y'all put the show on, and
I don't think
I'm the only person. So I appreciate y'all sharing your insights, sharing your perspective. It's really valuable. So you can donate at wgxc.org, click on the donate button, or you can call 518-697-7400. I know the feeling of like I'll put on the list and do it later. Do it now. Do it now. How to help us meet our goals, March 18th, wgxc.org/donate, 518-697-7400. You can literally donate 70 cents a day. It would be $20 a month. You can donate $5 a month. Like, it can be low, but if everybody chips in a little bit, that's how we keep this a community affair. So props to WGXC and props to you, DJ Sean Money, for the awesome content.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie, DJ Fib. I heard everything you said. But this cookie mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah, I'm glad I gave you a break to eat a cookie. Well, you're also not supposed to eat a cookie in the radio level. I'm not going to say it. Guys, stop telling on. All right, we should get into it. Yeah, let's get into it. So what are we doing today?
So what are we doing today?
We're going to have some fun.
DJ Feed pulled up some songs because, you know, I couldn't come up with no songs today. So what I did, I was like, you know what, DJ Feed? Surprise me. I want to see none of the songs. He picked 10 songs. I was like, pick these 10 songs. Show me when the show start. Send me the link. I ain't going to listen to none of them until the show start. Instead of doing it how...
Live surprise.
Mm-hmm. Instead of doing it how he sent it to me, I'm going to do it backwards. And then I'm going to rate him.
Because DJ Shamani is creative. We'll put in a twist every time. There it is. I respect that move. That was a really goat move.
So my beginning, before I start it and my mood changes or whatever, my beginning mood right now is I'm type chill, I'm type motivated. The one I'm listening to right now, DJ Feed, you want to say this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our first song we got is a Dreamville collaboration. That's J. Cole's record label. It's Down Bad featuring J.I.D., bass, J. Cole, Earth Gang, and Young Nutty. Yeah,
so, as of right now, I seen
it's
J. Cole.
It's upbeat, it's fun, it's soon, like fast-paced kind of, fast-paced energy. That's what I'm not going to say anymore.
As soon as I seen J. Cole, it caught my eye. Because before the show started, I was listening to some J. Cole. And the cover art for this tape is valid. So I'm type a little bit excited for this. I hope it meets my expectations. I also told DJ Fee before the show started, if you want to look up the songs, do some upbeat songs or just some songs that is a vibe. So we're going to get into this. We're going to go on mute. And then we come back. We're going to rate it.
Yeah, I am the king of the E, and get it through like the DJ. Yeah, I am the where we play, we got to chop where we play. Okay. Yeah, come through the scene, we gon' chop, yeah. Just like some sushi, yeah. AK-40 sound stick, go stupid. Yeah. Draw the money out on the wall.
Okay, Lil Dirty, Nappy headed East Atlanta. Father said it, I was a force. 44, Hank, Aaron, Chrome, wanna make it home, then get out the Porsche. Let it cover faded for, I had the faded, at the faded for. It's tomato or tomato, either way, the boy the greatest play it. I won't say it no more, I was just up. I was just down, down bad, I had to tighten the but I'm here for the crown. Board of Education versus Brown. I was Board of Education, left the town. Resume and cap and gown. Background check, background. When I get the check, that's now. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up. But I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up. But I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
I was a down, down bad. Pick up the pad, pick up the slack. Pick up the litter, don't litter no bag. My seat been picking up racks. Raps them in clear, they act if you two. And I'm back in the booth, got them hacking the shackers. They lacking the juice, dropping the ball, they on shacking the fool. Activists drew down the side of your face, we ain't jacking it. We ain't dabbing them fools, get a nap. You dudes just embarrassing. Who going crazy like us, no comparison. Driven like Marion Jones on the steroids. Y'all slow as a heroin high. Y'all had a year, y'all had a year. Y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Dreamville, head hot, we came for nothing just like the Big Bang Theory. The poverty stain kept the pain buried and covered the shame with a dream. We would have fortune and fame, a million in the bank, a million paint turned cranberry. Now little Jermaine got the same stories that boy out of St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Go, all hell, King Cole, first of his name, long may reign. I got a throne, but you know it in a game. Good, I was born in the same. Pressure cooker that's been known to bustle up a cola, make a diamond. 2-6, me and Rota Reaganomics. Crew sick, me to go to state of rhyming. On God.
You could die today, so be held to pay. I'm a leaving, breathing, scheming testimony. So don't test me, homie. Put that knee on it. Put a foot up that to a stepping stone. All my ain't getting no sleep. All of my be chasing their dreams. Ooh, I'm a force of nature. I can't wait the day. I was having problems till I had to break through all my tattoos for sure. They ain't never for sure. Might get tattooed on to tell your get the dope in my time making love to your thoughts. Don't get in line, baby. Slut up your mind. It's a brand new season. I'm a righteous heathen. I take on the challenge and I leave it bleeding. I was down bad, now I'm even Steven. And I'm leaving every weekend.
I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up. But I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up. But I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Ah, my God.
Yeah?
That was a banger. That was a banger. I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
You're starting out hot. Right. You're starting out hot. I'm not gonna lie. You're starting out hot. I'm over here. I was banging my head. I'm not gonna lie. There was a part of me that wanted to just turn it down and be like, yo, this is a banger. I'm not gonna lie. But like, that was dead a banger.
You can comment during the songs. That's all. I want to hear your live feedback.
That was dead a banger. I'm not gonna lie. It was just too good.
All right, all right.
I don't want to give it to you. Like, I don't want to give you the 10 off rip. But like, I don't want to give you the 10 off rip.
If it didn't have to be the clean version, it would be a 10. Maybe it's a 9 because you have to edit so much.
I'm gonna give you nine. I'm only gonna give you a 9. Because, you know, we got to be censored on the air. But if we didn't have to be censored on air, I'm not going to lie, it would be a 10.
You download that version for yourself at home. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. After this show, I'm listening to this. I'm going to make sure not to exit anything out, too. Mm-hmm. All right.
And if you like this, then check out Dreamville, right? Because it's a whole record label, so all those artists collaborate on lots of different songs.
I remember listening to Dreamville.
This is a mad different vibe.
I remember listening to Dreamville as a kid.
Just like,
I completely forgot about it, though.
Yeah, there's a great documentary online, too, about an album they made in like 7 days. It's nuts.
7 days is anyway, crazy.
Which I think that song was on.
Okay.
So this is a mad different vibe.
Okay, so
this is like way more.
It definitely
way more low key, but it's
that song. That song definitely met my expectations.
Yeah,
I don't want to say that it may have gone a little bit above my expectations. I didn't think it was gonna come in that hard.
Woo.
So you're doing good. You're doing good. You didn't. My expectations didn't go down. Then they went up a little bit more. So because I was pretty chill, laid back. That tape just got me hyped. So what's this next one?
Okay, so this song actually, of most of my choices, might be the most chill. You can skip around if you want to try something different, but or you can go for it. Here's the thing, though. It still has a lot of energy to it. It's the kind of song that I will, like, I'll put on when I need to really zen out and kind of, like, get into an existential headspace. It's a little cliche, I'll admit, but mm-hmm. anyone who, like, vibed on this song, I think will understand what I'm talking about. It gets, like, a hook. It's like an earworm. It can get in your head. So I'm curious what your thoughts are. Give it a roll.
So,
this is Alt J, Breeze Blocks.
Before we start playing that, I'm going to ask you a question, right? So, what would you rather question? I'm going to ask you two.
Okay.
Would you rather have shark teeth or have no teeth?
Shark teeth. No question. Like, hard no question. I've always, like, wanted to be a shark. They're my favorite animal. So,
Okay. Would you rather get up right now and start running a mile or wait until tomorrow and run 3 miles? So you could get up right now and run a mile and start running a mile.
Would I miss the rest of the show? Could I do it after?
You could do it after the show. Even you could get up right now. Even you could get up.
No, I would do it tomorrow. I'd have daylight, and I would go on a trail run through the woods.
Or wait.
That would be
so,
my...
So you would do
I'd do 3 miles,
so
but
you're
I'd take
taking
it
3 miles.
I'll do 3. I'm going to take it real slow, though. That's like a jog. Steady jog.
By the time you get to your second mile, you got to do more of a... Like, it's going to be more of a running piece by the time you get to your second mile, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the time you get to your third mile, you got to fully run that mile.
I'm going to procrastinate. I'm doing it. I'm waiting. 3 miles. I can do it. Probably pass out, but it's okay.
Well, we're going to play this song. This is a song that DJ Phoebe said that may get caught in your head and could be a banger in its own way. So we're going to get into it. I'm going to go mute. As of right now, I'm still hyped off that other song. So my stand is up. But we're going to get into it.
She may contain me, run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send up?
Oh, right. It got. Oh!
Do you know where the muffins go?
Okay, so it got straight into it. I thought it was going to be like a build up. It threw me off a little bit. But, we're going to continue to listen to it. And there's like a story to it, so I mess with it. It looked like there's like a little story to it, and it's like type in reverse. Since y'all just listening, y'all can't see it. So, I'm really liking the visual. I'm type more focused on the visual than I am the actual song.
Okay, okay. I mean, we can move on to the next. You got a kind of taste of what's going on here.
Nah, I mean, like, I'm gonna listen to it fully through, of course, but. It's a good vibe. Like, it's something I would listen to. Like, I just got home, had a stressful day. Like, I think if I hear it correctly, I'm thinking it's talking about love.
Yeah, kind of meditative.
Yeah, it's like a meditated vibe. Especially that beat. The oh, this is I Love You So. It's the thing that really gets me. The thing that really gets me is it's a. Like, oh no.
That's the earworm hook.
A song that always got that the little. It just. I don't know. It always gets my attention. And I would assume the same thing for you. Oop, my fault. Back into reverse territory. That was a vibe. It was a vibe. It was most definitely a vibe. You know, mm-hmm. I apologize to my viewers mm-hmm. that I had to talk over it. But, like, it was just, like, I don't know. It was things I felt like I had to talk about on it. Because, like, the visuals is what captured me to the song more than the audio. And then after I got past the visual, I started focusing on, like, the audio. Because I heard a tuh, like I said before. So, it caught my attention.
Uh-huh. On the that lyrics. Earworm beat. So it's catchy. Yeah.
Well, we're getting to that time where it's like 6:30. Do you want to play?
Is that song gonna get on the scale? You gonna put it on the rating
chart? That was only like the second song, right? I'm gonna give it a seven because it tape. It. You know what? I'm gonna give it seven because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give it like a 7.5. The reason why I give it a 7.5 is because it's the visual that caught me more than the music itself. But then when I heard the dun, 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 that caught me, so...
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason why it didn't give me an 8. It's because if I would have just heard the music instead of me focusing on the visual, I probably wouldn't have given it an 8. But
respect.
My question for you, though, is do you want to listen to one more banger, or do you want to listen to the 6:30?
What? All right. Okay, we got one more. You pick random. It's random from the list. Let's see what we get there.
This one, I guess?
All right. Short one. That's good. 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Corday, just off the album.
Yeah.
Some Bird's Eye View.
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it. I met shawty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Popped in the phantom, disappeared like wildlife. I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate. They caught me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace. See, I was 12 years with the Tommy fit. 15, cranking Bobby. I was 17 years on this earth when I popped the perk when my body itched. Need a pound of blow when I'm drawn to slow. I was down below, word to Roddy Rich. We was slap boxing, no karate kid. Start to see the difference with a lot of shit. And my grandma got a lot of kids. My witch farm, no mileage is. His test fifth and got a proud of fit, but I still got a lot of wallet. It's
life that I asked for. In my last year, I was mad poor. See my mama cry over homicides. Now she down the fly, she got a passport. And my brother locked for a back door. Got my grandmama new Jaguar. Big body whips like Shaq car. No credit check, straight cash card. No stress, I progress. That's most deaf like Black Star.
In the future, in my automobile. Stack paper, don't do no facade.
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the.
I met Shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a piece.
Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know that I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the.
I met Shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a piece.
Still keep a piece. All right. I'm going to give it out an 8. I'm going to give it an 8. It was a little solid. It was okay. It was chill. It was really calm. Like, it made me calm. But,
yeah.
We went
that album does that
we
for
went
me.
To being calm, to being loud, to being calm, to go back to being silent. You feel me? Because as of right now, it's 6:34. And we're going to get into this 6:30 news. And yeah, you see what I did there? I tried to rhyme it with 6. Never mind.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York's cannabis regulators approved rules on March 10th that would give business owners with documented cannabis offenses the first chances in the state to open a retail cannabis store. Owners or a family member of applicants must have been ticketed or arrested for a cannabis offense in New York to get the first licenses issued in New York. The Drug Policy Alliance's executive director, Cassandra Frederick, said, and I quote, "The marijuana arrest crusade in New York law enforcement was targeted disproportionately at Black and Latino people, who compose nearly 90% of marijuana arrests, despite using at rates similar to white people," end quote. Adding that she was encouraged to see the state, and I quote, "attempting to innovate," end quote, with its policy decisions. A representative of the Office of Cannabis Management explained the policy. Axel Burnaby, the office's senior policy director, said, and I quote, "The dispensaries and retailers would be selling the product that would have been grown by New York farmers. We would be looking for individuals that come from communities that have been impacted by the overcriminalization," end quote. Even with the announcement, it may be more than a year before stores can open. Chris Alexander, the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, "We're anticipating July or so for the application tied to these conditional retail licenses. I want to emphasize again, this is a small segment of the potential dispensary licenses, but we found it prudent to get this market off the ground as soon as possible," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that dairy farmers have been complaining recently about having to pay overtime wages to workers, the kind that grocery store employees get. Now they also want New York City not to ban chocolate milk because they say they will sell less of the dairy product. And they have Democrats such as Representative Antonio Delgado and Republicans such as Assemblymember Chris Teague on their side. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "It is critical that children have access to school meals that support their growth and well-being. I am deeply concerned by attempts to ban flavored milk from New York City schools," end quote. Delgado and other New York State members of the Congress have signed a letter objecting to the removal of chocolate milk from New York City schools. They include Republican Elise Stefanik, John Katiko, Tom Redd, Claudia Tini, Chris Jacobs, and Lee Zeldin, and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. The letter said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that reducing or eliminating the availability of flavored milk in schools has led to overall decreased milk consumption and increased food waste. In fact, a study of Oregon schools by Cornell found total daily milk sales declined by 9.9% when flavored milk was removed from the cafeteria and was associated with 6.8% fewer students eating lunch," end quote. Teague agreed. Teague said in a statement, "Cold, refreshing chocolate milk with a school lunch is a small, timeless joy that has carried students through the challenges of academia for decades. The thought of taking this small treat from our children, along with significant revenue from our dairy farmers, is incredibly callous and reeks of nanny statism," end quote. The elected officials did not tout chocolate milk as better nutritionally for children, but instead focused on sales of milk for dairy farmers. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three seats on the Catskill Village Board in the March 15th election. Jeffrey Holliday and Michelle Williams are running against each other for a two-year term, and Diane Petriani-March, Jamie Hyer Mitchell, Megan Henry, and Natasha Law compete for the 2 3-year terms. Petriani March works for the Catskills Central School District and is running on the Republican and Village Visions lines. Petriani March said, and I quote, "I'd like to improve the parks. I want to make them safe for kids to play. I want to continue to improve the sidewalks and create housing opportunities in the village," end quote. Hyer Mitchell works for Green Meadows Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and started the nonprofit animal rescue organization Higher Ground Rescue, and is running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Hyer Marshall says priorities include, and I quote, "fiscal responsibility and to ensure that services like fire, police, and sewer and water are maintained efficiently and proficiently," end quote. "I want to improve the infrastructure in the village and maintain village roadways," end quote. Holliday is an incumbent and a retired police officer running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Holliday said, and I quote, "I want to make sure we find a place for our community center. We lost it a couple of years ago, and we need something for our youth," end quote. Henry is a founder, executive director of Catskill Food Pantry, and private vocal teacher running on the Democrat and Action Party lines. Priorities include, and I quote, "after-school programs for children and our teens, as well as programming for adults and seniors. We need daycare centers that are affordable. Right now we have nothing, and our community is suffering from this." Williams owns Mermaid Cafe Bittersweet and is running on the Democratic and Action Party lines. Williams said, and I quote, "There are many things that can be done to improve and help the village, i.e. affordable housing, revitalizing Main Street and village businesses, a community center, children and resident activities, affordable daycare, but it all comes down to funding and allocating the money to make these things a reality," end quote. Law owns the Juice Branch and is an incumbent Democrat. Law said, and I quote, "We've created a filming ordinance and I hope to get it adopted once elected after a public hearing is set. This ordinance provides protection of the quality of life of residents, but also welcomes filming companies and provides much-needed revenue for the village of Catskill," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Oh my God, that was so long, y'all. Like,
that was long. But the chocolate milk story.
Yeah, like, that. Like, and Them reviving Main Street, Better Daycare was all great. I'm happy that we got to hear things that were actually important. Not to say that, like, things that are on the 630 news aren't important, but, like, it hit more main things.
We got music.
This show.
We got music to get to.
But, yeah, like,
it's true. We all of it's important. Thank you, WXC, for local news, and also we have some songs for you. So, what are you doing next? What's next on the list?
As of right now, it's like 6:42, so I'm going to do some Kendrick Lamar.
Always good.
We got a young brother that stands for something. Mm-hmm.
We got a young brother that believes in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Kendrick Lamar. He's not a rapper. He's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I said you can't do that.
Why?
Without loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a world premiere. I done been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah. As I look around me, so many wanna tell me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself. The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside. I love myself. But they can do what they want when they want, I don't mind. I love myself. He said I gotta get up like he's born to suicide. I love myself. One day in the ground, sun goes shine. Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable. Do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confident. Everybody lack confident. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this. I love myself. The world is a ghetto. Big guns and dick inside. I love myself. Full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4 for basis. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile. I love myself. The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky size. I love myself. But they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind. I love myself.
All right. Not gonna lie. I'm gonna give that a good 6-7. I'm gonna give it a 6. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Okay.
Reason why I'm gonna give it a 6 because it was like.
Okay.
I liked the song. I just didn't like the chorus. Like the chorus was like, I liked it more like when he was rapping. Like not saying the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I liked more like when he got on like the little tangents. Like I liked that more better. That's just me.
Okay.
But I liked it.
I feel like it's a good, like, I gotta pick myself up mantra, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I love, like,
give yourself a little self-love. Yeah.
Out of these,
take a minute.
Like, five songs, which one you recommend? Like, out of these five.
We got left. Most Def, The Avalanche is fine. Chumbawamba, do you know Tub Thumping? The song's outrageous. Maybe just a sample of this.
Which one?
Also, Stormzy is British drill rap. So I don't know if you're into drill, but if you like drill, you should listen to Stormzy.
This one is giving me like a vibe that I should play. Oh no, maybe this one.
All right, give it a shot. Yeah. Give it a go.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bark. Tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a fish just to top it off. Ay. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bark.
I'm liking the beat. Liking the way it's coming.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just the top it off.
I may hear a snippet of this.
Clue, let's be honest.
Unless it catches.
I had a couple seasons made of forest.
Okay.
I put in the work and take the profit.
Alright.
Looking at my girl, that what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise.
Okay.
If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest. Just be honest. I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. The government of Forest, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce, don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts. Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie. Word. Way too exclusive. Word. Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive. Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah,
to leave us all alone and go and mind your business. Looking in the mirror saying Mikey, you're the illest, yeah. When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris, what we telling them? Look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you I got to link me at the
this
shop.
Is cold. Let's go hard. Let's go hard.
Right though,
I give it a 9. I give it this.
The music video, this is actually pretty excellent.
I give this a 9. Word two, I give it a 9. Maybe a 9.5.
Okay. So yeah, Stormzy. Check out more Stormzy. Bossy Bop.
I like this. He valid.
You gonna give the people a boost of volume? Let them really like drop in.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. All right. What's some other things? What's some other heat? We got Because I'm Me.
The Avalanche song is fun.
We got this song. We got this song too.
The song came out when I was in fourth grade, I think.
Oh my God.
And it's outrageous. But it's really
cool.
Yeah.
And we got this.
Most Def. Also old school, 90s, but like Most Def just so good.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah. Let's do Because I'm Me. I think we could sample all three. Let's do it.
All right.
Give it a shot. Bet.
I wasn't expecting that. Lock, buddy. If I would have knew this song was like this, I would have saved it for the last. I'm not gonna lie. We may have to put a pin in this and then come back. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, Word.
All right, to... we'll play it out full. All right, great. All right. So now this is some weird stuff from my, yeah.
I could type get a weird vibe because this dude got like a mohawk. Okay, I'm gonna just be quiet and play this. It looked weird, so yeah,
it is weird.
Everybody frozen. Besides the TV. So first thing I notice, I'm pretty sure these are all the same people. I think. I'm not some bugging.
It's hard to tell. Maybe there's two. I think there's two.
I think they're like both the same people because of the side appearance.
I'm dead.
No, I lied. They're not.
They all just look very similar. That's real.
The blonde dude threw me off. Threw me for a loop. Like Irish?
Yeah, I think that might be right. Got to do some research on that.
Alrighty.
Alright, I think you got enough.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a good 4. I'm gonna give that a 4. I'm gonna give that one a good
it's
4.
Right. That's for me. That was really
not it. That was not it.
Alright, last sample. Last sample.
You wanna introduce this one?
Mos Def. This is Mos Def.
I don't know if I know this.
Yeah, one half of Black Star, somebody who's been in the game a long, long time. And when you said bring a vibe, Mos Def's lyrics are always, I think, really deep, inspiring. So, yeah, give it a shot. How did you feel? This is Sunshine.
Sunshine, all right. Turn me up on the top a little bit, dog. I got you.
I want them to hear this one.
All right, I got you.
Bright and early. Listen, right. I don't hate players. I don't love the game. Okay. I'm a shot clock, way above the game. To be point blank with you, motherfucker, the game. I got all this work on me, I ain't comfortable.
I mess with it.
You can show the little shorties how you bump and flake, but no, not to death. I'm not impressed. I'm not amused. I'm not confused. I'm not the dude.
Tell
grown man minutes. I am not in school. Put your hand down, youngin', this is not for you. On my J.O. with Beats by Kanye, yo. My name on the market, your name off the payroll. Style fresh like I'm still a day old. And it's been like that since the day old. I'm on time with a rollie, a Seiko. Step on deck, your neck, do what I say so. Get up or get out, get down or lay low. Standing in the shadow of a fabulous man. Brooklyn, I am. That dude. Black people. Let's move. Shout out to my man, Talib Kweli. Yes, we a topper. Shotta. Check it out. Slim, they cast a big shadow. Cherokee Red to shoot the long arrow. Got more skill, more aim, and more ammo. You can get it all from a big or small barrel. Like Hail Mary, full of grace. Come in and shoot up the place and make it pull up your face. The deck, I'ma pull out the ace. From the jungles of the Empire State, where ain't no escape. 247-718, and that's like every night, every day. From the place that I settle and stay, to the stakes I'm collecting my pay. Blast off, then I'm back to the K. Hold it down, so my family straight. Represent in a family way. Pro ball, not for amateur play. Been raw since the amateur stage. Before the press had the cameras raised. Like a long time handle away. You understand it straight?
Yes. He's snapping.
It's what it is.
I'm not gonna lie, he does snap.
So talented. I'd recommend you spend days getting to know Mos Def. That's just my suggestion. There's so much there.
I like the way he came in. I like the way wordplay. I like the way he did the wordplay. I like the way he did it. I like the way he made it his. It was valid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bang. Yeah. It was a solid. Yeah. I'm gonna give that a 9.5. But I'm not gonna lie. Remember when I told you that like I didn't want to give you the 10 off rip at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, this is why. You're saving it for this moment.
Good thing I didn't, cause this junk is a banger. Back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. Look. I'ma just say this. Y'all don't seen us? This probably gonna be like the end of our time. look, this part is going to be the end of our time. I don't want to say that now. It was great having y'all. It was great that y'all got to listen to us. I'm happy that I got to do the show with DJ Phoebe. Thank you for letting me sound engineer. Thank you for being my host. This is a 10. This is a banger. This is a bop. This is whatever thing you want to call it. This is a banger. This is a 10. This is a banger. Whatever you want to call it. A bop, a remix, a oldie, but a goodie. Whatever you want to call it. Here's the 10. The very end of the show. 6:57. We're going to catch y'all next Friday at 6 o'clock to 7. And if y'all want to get involved.
Clubhouse Radio.
There you go. We gonna go. We gonna let y'all listen.
Hit us up, Bartown or Truth.
Banger. Our Town, Our Truth.
Peace, y'all.
To my tone, you ain't catching you a Tony. A war when they walk, when you running with a shotty. Why you running from us? Why you missing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness. The grizzly, maybe polar. You ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up a machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud. And I know what my feet move for. Make it go without a brand new car. I was fresh without a brand new song. I give a fuck about what brand you are. I'm concerned what type of man you are. What your principles and standards are. You understand me, y'all? Be good to your family, y'all. No matter where your families are. Cause everybody need family, y'all. Raise a hand, you understand me, y'all. Everybody need family, y'all. Be good to your family, y'all. Understand. No matter where your families are. Everybody need family, y'all. Raise your hands, you understand me, Paul. That's what it is. Oh, man. Family of my family, Pencil P. My man, too. All our loved ones behind the walls. All of those still in the struggle. Sodom and Mia. Sundiata. Manzamel. Life is real. All the real soldiers, black people, family, y'all. Let it be bright. Let it be bright.
That was a valid show. That was a top tier show.
Yeah.
Top
okay.
four. Top four.
Nice.
Probably one of my top four shows, top five shows.
Ooh.
That was a banger show.
Ooh. I'm flattered.
That was a banger show.
I'm flattered. It was a privilege to.
The music you gave me was a banger. Was a straight banger. Especially that second to last.
I got you.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because I like good vibe music.
I'm proud of myself with that last little play under. I did a little play under. That was
sorry
beautiful.
About me messing up your. You had a nice smooth exit, and then I talked over you because the delay messed me up. I apologize.
You did? Did you?
I mean, I threw like an Our Town, Our Truth at gmail.com, like on top of your like, and now breaking. I was like, oh, my bad.
Oh, nah. I was going to let you finish it, but you didn't say nothing. I was like, ah, dang it. Because that's what I wanted. I wanted you to say the email because I couldn't remember the email off the top of my head. But I wanted you to say it, but the delay messed me up completely.
My bad. I'm actually not very practiced at this. Like, y'all do it 90% of the time.
Like, I don't know. Like, that jingle's just a banger. So thank you. Like, I'm type kind of mad. Like,
Sucks so fun, right?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm type happy. Like, I kept these last two songs, but, like, I'm type tight that, like,
you made a good decision.
Like, because I'm not going to lie. This song right here, it was between this one.
Yeah. Now you can play the non-clean version. Also, look up you should watch the video to this one, to the Avalanche. Just look up the video to that one. It's so good. Bro, like dancing in a subway.
It was
so,
just the most valid.
You should know.
It was just valid. And this song reminded me of my childhood.
Yeah.
High key. Like, no, I meant this song reminded me of my childhood. High key. I'm not going to lie. Dreamville. Like, oh my God.
Oh.
Because I remember hearing this song. Because I grew up with a black mom.
You can thank Kingston for that.
I grew up with a black mom, so that one made me feel at home. Like, I was in a car ride going somewhere. Mm-hmm. My mom's like, I felt that one.
Yes.
I was like, that's why I was like,
yo, bring it home.
That's why I was like, dang. Sure. I was like, dang, I can't give this a 10. The show just started type shit. And I was like, damn. Yeah. I was like, damn.
It was perfect beginning and end on a high note, though. That worked out.
I'm gonna end this stream.
Oh yeah, that works.